Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and I'm being joined right now by Paul Barron, who is the founder of Physical Product Pros. He's a successful Amazon seller. We're here at SellerCon in Orlando, which is the amazing Selling Machine live event. And I want to say thanks for taking the time today and sharing your story with my audience.
Totally. Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, so what is your story? You're sharing a little bit off camera, but how did you get into, you know, selling on Amazon and you know, achieving the success that you have now?
Yeah, so like you said, sharing off camera a little bit, it was kind of a series of, at the time it seemed like unfortunate events, and now it's one of those, you know, super
blessings.
You know, oh yeah, huge blessing. You thank God every day for it.
Yeah.
You know, long story short, I was working at a firm. I was the director of channel sales or brand, you know, brand management, whatever. So my job was like networking and working with affiliates to generate sales. And long story short, I was fired there, went through a year of basically feeling like a massive failure, kind of bouncing from job to job and just really questioning like everything about my identity. Year later, because the firm that I had worked for was basically a web development company, and they did internet marketing, like SEO. I was known locally in the area for kind of the guy that you talk to for that. So I kept having people ask me if they could pay me to do a website. And finally, I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it. So I started a company with a buddy that was called Catalyst Media Group. Technically, it's still running. I don't really do anything with it. but that was summer, July of 2014. In August, we had a son. Started a business.
Yeah.
We had a son. And then I was like, okay, I'm not paying the bills.
Yeah.
Picked up a job waiting tables.
Right.
I had a partner who was supposed to be doing design and development, and he did that full-time with me for like 2 months. And then he got a full-time job and like started doing night work with me. Right. Slowly to the point where he was like doing nothing.
Yeah.
And love him to death. He's one of my best friends still. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do for your family. And so I was limping Catalyst along like 60 hours a week doing everything, all that stuff. I'd never sold anything online. I've always run service-based businesses, and I helped other people like sell stuff online. So fast forward to March of 2015, my buddy Nate, who I'd gone to high school with, he's several, you know, 3 or 4 years older than me, but it was his younger sister, you know, knew him through youth group at church and stuff. He had this post that it was just like a text post that just said, hey,
on Facebook.
Yeah, so it was Facebook, and randomly reading it one night after I got off of work serving, actually, about to go to bed. And it was basically something to the effect of, hey, a lot of you guys are asking me about my Amazon business, and you know, you kind of pseudo stalk people on Facebook. Do you kind of, you know, see what they're doing? So I remember him doing something in December that, you know, earlier that year, and he said, you know, the course that I took that taught me how to do this is launching again, and you can learn more about it here. And by the way, I did like $50,000 in sales
right
in
wow.
December.
Wow.
And so immediately I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, so I first thought, well, like MLM, like,
yeah,
how many people am I going to need to sign up to do this? I watched the videos. And
that was the amazing solo machine. Was that with Matt Clark, Jason?
Yeah, so that was back ASM5.
Right.
There, you know, Matt Clark and Jason Katzenbach. And I was just watching the videos, like, what micro gestures are they trying to, like, what you know, devilry are you trying to pull? Waiting for the hook or whatever. Yeah. And, like, because I knew it was going to cost money.
Right.
Anyway, so I actually decided that I was like, okay, I'm not going to watch this anymore because I felt like it was too good to be true. And the lingering failure demon was still sitting on my shoulder from being fired that I just still, you know, like, okay, feel like if I can't do this. And I'm trying to start Catalyst. I'm way too busy.
Yeah.
I can't add this to the fire. It took my older sister messaging me on Facebook Messenger, basically saying, hey, Paul, I don't know if you saw Nate's post, but I really think this is something you'd be good at. And it took that for me to actually look at it again. I watched the videos. I had my wife, Rochelle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you've got to watch this. Mm-hmm. At the time, the course was, I think, $5,000. Mm-hmm. So it was more expensive then. Mm-hmm. It was a huge investment for us. You know, waiting tables, trying to start a business.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
So prayed about it, and I was like, okay, well, we're going to do it. And because I was in the position that I was in, like, I decided it wasn't one of those half-assed, I think I'm going to do it, I might try it.
Yeah.
Because I end up, you know, now it's weird because I'm in a position where now I'm coaching and helping people.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I always tell them is you can't try it.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I might try to see if it works. Well, then what?
You're not going to put in the full effort, right? I mean, it's, I hate it too when people come across and say, well, I can try for 30 days, and if I'm not seeing results, then I'm going to get a refund. But I'm like, you got to have the mindset that you're going to make this work. You're going to do whatever it takes and fully commit. You can't have one foot in, one foot out. I mean, at least people that I've seen, ones that are so committed, those are the ones that make it happen, right?
Totally. I mean, and that's the thing that you hear from, you know, success coaches or whatever. It's mindset. Mm-hmm. And you know, now we're running revenues of, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 a month.
Wow.
And so the thing that I've learned along this journey, though, is that success is a mindset.
Yes.
And it's not, it is not a dollar amount at all. Yeah. Because the successful, I've met successful people that I would say they're successful because they have a mindset of success, that are doing like $500 a month or $1,000 a month. And that's, even that money is life-changing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like if you're struggling to pay your bills and you make an extra $500 a month, it's huge.
Yeah.
And I love, like, the people that I met in this community are amazing because they have that mindset, that drive to succeed. And the majority of them are just genuinely good people and they just want to help people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, haven't had a chance too much to talk with you, but I know that that's what you do. Like your goal is to give back and help people.
Yeah.
And I love that. And so I decided, like, this is going to work. Mm-hmm. Because I spent $5,000 on it. Mm-hmm. And then we had to do our inventory order, which at the time was like $2,000. So we're $7,000 in, mm-hmm. plus incidentals brings it up to like $8,000 or $9,000. Mm-hmm. So registering business and logos and all that stuff. So for me, again, waiting tables at night, brand new baby. Well, he's at the time almost a year, and trying to start this business, like working, you know, between 40 and 60 hours a week, full time, plus part time. It was like I had no other option, because literally, if it didn't work, I was screwed.
Yeah,
yeah. So
you're. I always say, you know, people are either driven to action through desperation or inspiration.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, that desperation is more of a motivator because when you're at that rock bottom, you know, you're willing to go forward, or, you know, you've got to make it work at that point. Let me ask you this, though, because I think this can relate to a lot of people. A lot of people are skeptical, and you were as well.
Oh, totally.
You know, you thought too good to be true. And I try to share a lot of stories on my channel, my podcast, because I believe the more references that people have of like, hey, that person that did it, that person, it shifts your belief that if they can do it, I can do it as well. Yeah. But for you, like, what made you overcome that skepticism and that fear to really go for it?
Well, for me, it was I knew Nate, mm-hmm. and I knew his character.
Someone you trusted.
Yeah, I trusted Nate, and just being able to talk to people about it and know. So just really, it was Nate, and then really investigating myself, because I had tried being in an MLM in the past,
yeah.
and it totally burnt me.
Yeah, we've all been trying to like. We've all had a friend that reaches out to us. Hey,
Hey, I haven't had dinner with you in a while, yeah. and then you're like. Oh, man. So I was that guy, and I actually burnt friendships from that. Right. Like, I was doing that, and I never wanted to be a part of that. So it was just investigation. My sister was huge. It's funny. Like, she hasn't taken a course. I really want to help her. And she just, she keeps talking like one day she might do it, yeah. which I'd love it. I'd love it if she does. But because of her vote of confidence, knowing Nate, knowing that he's a good guy, and just investigating, like, that was it, I think.
Awesome. So when you joined ASM, you're mentioning you kind of had an idea of a product beforehand. Do you mind sharing just a little bit about your journey of how you built your brand?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story, and we use it in our branding. Basically, we had this experience earlier in the year with our son, and my wife, it was just one of those memorable things. It just kind of stuck with us. And as you go through the ASM course, they teach you all these criteria, to look for in products. And this sort of stuck in her head, and she just searched for it. Ended up that it kind of sort of matched. I mean, it wasn't a huge, like, dead-on, like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, let's do that. And that's the one thing that, again, now that I have the opportunity, like the privilege to like coach and mentor people, the one thing that people genuinely get stuck on is they're looking for that home run product, the perfect product. Yeah. And then they spend all this time building this like 8,000 list thing, and they have like 100 products, and like, I don't know which one to choose.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Like, yeah. we each had like 20 or 30 on our list. And because I was in the situation that I was in, and Nate made 50 grand in December. I'm really competitive. I was like, I'm going to make 50 grand in July. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. But that drive to just get it live because I needed to make money mm-hmm. really, really helped. And so it matched the criteria. We didn't think that we were going to stick with it for long. We thought that we were going to launch other products, other things. And it ended up just kind of really taking off, and we still sell tons of that stuff to this day. And it was because we took action quickly.
Yeah.
We didn't sit on forever. Like, I think we were ordering products. Let's see, we took the course, I think it was April, May, something like that. Our products went live in July. So it was a pretty short time span. There are people that have done it quicker. Mm-hmm. But our first sale was actually on Prime Day. The very first Prime Day ever.
Wow.
And it was like July 2015. I've told this story before, and it's like we didn't even have good images.
Yeah.
And it was just so happened, it was like the stars aligned, and it was awesome. Now, things are a little bit more difficult now, but we still have students and friends that, like, just the other day, so our friends took ASM7. Because they saw us on this journey. Mm-hmm. And we've been helping them a ton. And basically, he was like, what should we do? And I was like, exactly what I say. Mm-hmm. I won't help you if you don't do everything I tell you.
Yeah.
And so they started, sent us this message in March. They launched the product in January. And they actually had a bunch of issues. Like, Amazon accidentally mislabeled their stuff with other stuff.
Right.
So they had all these launch issues. Like, it was crazy. That was a pain in the ass. But in March, they were screenshot, like midway through the month, it was like 17 grand in sales. And I was like, yes. I was so excited because I was like, you guys are really good friends of ours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys have got to do this and we're going to help you. Yeah. And the fact that they like are making that money, that's awesome. Like, yes.
Amazing.
Oh yeah. Man, it's amazing.
Yeah. So I know you're big into, the story for the brand in general. Do you mind sharing a little bit about the importance for that for people you know, are building their business. And I also want to talk to you. You spoke about PR hacking, so I think that's a good subject that a lot of people might want to know more about.
Yeah, so off camera, I was telling you, it's weird because I don't really feel like a PR expert. You know, I don't have a degree.
Yeah.
Everything that I've learned is just through trial and error, you know, whatever school of hard knocks stuff. And I'm just really good at storytelling. And I love learning about people and what makes them tick and like what motivates people to success or what motivates people to emotion. And the thing about people is that we're so driven by emotion. Every decision that we make is an emotional decision. And then we lie to ourselves and say it's a logical decision. Yeah. So we make an emotional decision and then we back it by logic. So the thing about stories is if you can connect to people on an emotional level and you can say, okay, here is our brand, right? So I was talking to these guys the other day, Antoine and DeMarcus and Dejan. They're Dejan and Antoine. Are from Pittsburgh, they're brothers. And if I got your names wrong, I'm really sorry. Please watch this video and email me if I did. But they're really cool dudes. And brand new sellers, took ASM8, and they were asking me about that, the story thing. So let's just say we're going to use the amazing selling machine's pet product, the silicone spatula.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you sell silicone spatulas, and you are trying to break into the market. The story is, you could say, well, I took a course that taught me how to sell products on Amazon, and I really wanted to make money, and so this was a good idea. Like, that's not endearing. Nobody cares about that. The story that you can create would be, we are about saving the world through solid family relationships. Because we believe that the base unit of all society is the individual. Solid individuals happen from solid families. And we believe that the best way that you can have a solid family is by eating at the table together. Mm-hmm. And we do that through our silicone spatula.
Yeah.
Whatever. So our silicone spatula is saving the world.
Yeah.
So buy our silicone spatula.
That's awesome.
So the buyer makes that connection and they feel like, wow, I want to support that vision, that mission.
I want to save the world.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to save the world? I'd rather just destroy it.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, taking such a simple product like that and thinking about the big picture story and communicating that in your marketing and your website and all that sort of stuff,
right.
I mean, definitely makes a big difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously your product has to match your claims, obviously. Like, you've got to have a solid product. You've got to have all the other pieces in place. But coming up with a story and a reason and a why. Now, it's hard. Sometimes I hesitate sharing this stuff because people could really use this to manipulate and be slimy.
Yeah.
But for the genuinely good people that are out there and you're just wanting to support your family or you need a little bit of extra income, and you know, think about the things that make you tick. Like, what makes you tick as a person? What do you love? What makes you cry? What makes you laugh? And then weave those into your story of your brand and build a brand story, build something that people fall in love with, they can get on your side and be like, dude, you're helping me. You know, you made my life better. You helped me work out. You know, you showed me all these things, and like, yada yada yada, whatever your goal is.
And I think when you're behind that too, and you believe in your product and your mission,
right.
you're gonna be the best advocate for your product. You're gonna be the one that's gonna go out there and share it with the world and share it with your friends and really believe in that. And I think that's an important piece, because if you're faking it, it's not gonna come across. It's not gonna be effective. So, you know, it's worth kind of considering that with the product that you're choosing, with the research, is thinking about why, your why. You know, why do I want to sell this, and what is, I guess, the vision or the mission that I have or the story that I want to tell people around this?
Yeah, it has to be bigger than money.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing that we talk about, P3, physical product growth, is your why. What's your why? Like, how can we help you achieve your why? What is your why? So, because you have a why that you're starting a business, but then you have to have a why behind your product. Like, what's the why? Why do you want to sell the spatula?
Yeah.
What is your spatula going to do for me? And there was a great quote in one of the speeches yesterday. It was something to the effect of, you don't actually have a sale until the buyer gets a result. And so you got to think about that. What's the result that people are wanting to achieve? Is it less sticky food? Or is it sitting down and eating with your family? And so all of these things that, you know, you could look at, you know, even in the makeup world or whatever, or you could apply this anywhere. There's a bigger reason why people make decisions that's deeper than the surface level reason that they give you. They're going to tell you, I bought this for why, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is underlying on the emotional level.
So how does this tie in with, I guess, the PR hacking? Because I can imagine the story is useful for PR.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing some tips?
Yeah, totally.
What you've done there?
Yeah, so again, it feels weird saying PR hacking because, first of all, it sounds like a super cheesy title. Because really what it comes down to is people are people. And that was in my talk, basically. I talk about how people are people, and all you're doing in PR is you're connecting one person to another person. So if you can get to know somebody, you can get to know their story, and you can figure out like what, you know, makes you tick, and they can figure out what makes Tatiana tick. Like, you guys are a perfect match, or whatever. But think of that longer, like in a broader sense of PR. So you're connecting one group of people to another group of people, or one person to a group of people, and knowing the intention and the goal of this group and how this benefits this group, that's where your story comes into play. And the stories that you tell, so you have your brand, your overarching brand story.
Yeah.
And then you create a lot of other stories around your brand. So you could do a push for, actually this is one that I'm pitching now to the media, and I'm still trying to find a reporter to pick me up. So if you're a reporter and you're watching this, this is a great story for you. Basically, with the trade war looming in China, these sellers believe that manufacturing abroad is good for the average American or something along those lines, and talk about how it's better for the world to have low tariffs or something, because it's a good story. Like, it's a now story, and then you could put yourself, your brand, into there and say how your brand is a small family-owned brand and it's good for your family and all this stuff. So you think about, like, what people are wanting to tell, what people want to read. That's where the stories come into play. Your core, obviously, your brand has to be something that people want to care about. People are going to want to talk more about the kitchen brand that's trying to save the world because they believe in families eating together, more than the brand that's just, you know, making cool silicone spatulas.
Yeah.
So there's that sticky part, that's the strong core. And then the other external stories that you tell that would go into different media outlets. And in my talk, you could, might be online. I don't know when this video goes up. But basically, I talk about building a snowball, how your social media comes into play, how the story should permeate all of those channels, social media, when you do outreach, blogger outreach, that sort of thing. Your story needs to reach out to them. And the benefit that you're giving to somebody needs to outweigh the benefit that you get in return. So this is whether you're telling a story, you're asking them to tell a story, or you're pitching them a product, or you're pitching them an idea, like, I want to do a giveaway with you or something. The benefit to them has to outweigh the benefit to you.
Got it. Yeah.
So,
cool. I'm going to wrap up soon, but I know you did some sort of consulting with Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank,
yeah.
Right? And I'm curious, what would you say, what's the biggest thing that you learned from her? Is there some in particular in terms of advice or, I guess, something you got from that experience?
Barbara is extremely intelligent. Like, she is so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned from her, she just has this no-quit attitude. And she just kind of takes...
Mindset.
Yeah, she just has that mindset of no-quit. She just takes life by the horns.
Yeah.
And just does her thing.
Yeah.
She's probably... So she's probably one of the busiest people that I've ever met. She has like 3 personal assistants.
Wow.
I cannot. I am so disorganized. Yeah. I would love to have 3 personal. Just because, like, we're in a position that she's in. Yeah. In order for her to be productive, her day has to be like,
yeah,
like clockwork. So I guess, other than the advice that she gave us for the business, which was just generally, it was just generally good advice, and she didn't have that much time to review her stuff, but all of her advice was spot on. I was just really impressed with how, like, just absolutely business savvy she is, like amazingly intelligent. And I just love the fact that she is just like a strong woman leader.
Yeah.
I love that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking the time for this. How can people find out more about you?
Yeah. So, Physical Product Pros is our, I guess, accidental business I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Just a group that we started to like help mentor and coach people. Through that, my buddy Nate, so told me about ASM, introduced me, and then Ben, our other buddy. Physical Product Pros were mentors in that. And then we're also starting a group called, or a course soon, called MessengerBot University, which we don't really have any marketing material on. But so, yeah, MessengerBotUniversity.com, PhysicalProductPros.com.
Awesome.
Email, Facebook.
Cool. Well, thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching this video. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And we look forward to seeing you again in the next one. Take care. Hey, I just want to say thanks again for watching this video. And if you want to get started to build your own online business on Amazon, then I'd love to give you some free video training that I put together that shares with you more about this process and more in-depth, step-by-step, how you can get started to build your own online business on Amazon to create whatever kind of internet lifestyle that you want for yourself. So to get access to this free video training, all you got to do is just go to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA. Okay? projectlifemastery.com/FBA. FBA as in Fulfillment by Amazon. And I also have a link in the description of this video as well that you can click on. Head on over to that page. All you got to do is just put in your name and your email address, and then check your email inbox, and then right away I'll send you some valuable videos and resources to help you get started, learn more about this, and guide you in that right direction. And then you'll get a few more emails from me over the next few weeks. I just don't want to overwhelm you too much right away, but I'm not going to spam you or anything like that. I want to make sure that I provide some awesome, high-quality, free content that can help you build your own online business on Amazon. So thanks again for watching, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.